You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's funny Joe had this question for the show today because I was asked this question yesterday, Ed Norris, and that is Harbaugh. Says, have the Ravens won because of Harbaugh or in spite of him and his staff in the Lamar era? I think back to the Cincy game years back when Lamar yelled and wanted to go for it on fourth and go. Your thoughts? And my response to that, I don't understand how you could say that. I'm going to give you my direct response to that.
I don't either.
I don't think you can say you won for 8 years in spite of someone. Could they have done better? Yes, you could argue that. You can't totally dismiss his influence, meaning Harbaugh. Harbs allowed, this is the one part people don't understand. Harbs allowed Lamar to be Lamar. A lot of coaches wouldn't have had the balls to do that. Some of them would have created your next slash. You remember Cordell Stewart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your next gimmick quarterback. Yeah. Let's put him out wide sometimes, yeah, too. Let's give him an end around. No. Lamar Harbaugh said, you're a quarterback. We're going to take your natural talent, your God-given abilities, and let you do what you do while we develop a system for a quarterback. They let the man to be an NFL quarterback who possessed skills that no one else did. A lot of coaches aren't going to do that, Ed.
That's true, number one. It's also when people say things like this, and I've heard it a lot. That's why the question's in here. Oh, it's not him. It's like, so it's never his. It's never, he gets no credit.
Only the blame.
He won a Super Bowl before Lamar got here. Oh, wait, they had Ray Lewis.
Only the blame.
They had two Hall of Famers. They won in spite, because they had those guys, that's why they won, not him. Well, you know what? Look at any team and any coach in the league who's been successful. I mean, the obvious one is Belichick. You have Tom Brady your entire career. Everybody, you switch pieces. He had every different possible receiver you could have. Different slot receivers, different wideouts, different this, different that. And they're incredibly successful with Brady. Obviously, you go to Kansas City. You think they'd be where they are without Mahomes? No. Of course not. So it's like these things are so ridiculous. We get these. They win in spite. Yeah, you know what? They're winning in spite of Andy Reid, too.
Bill Walsh was considered a genius. Not before Joe Montana. Then he won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So he didn't win one of the Super Bowl with Steve the Berg. He wasn't. And by the way, Kim McCusick agreed with me on Twitter, and it turned into a phone call, and it turned into him talking to me on his podcast on Friday. But I hate it because everybody. I'm not a John Harbaugh fan. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm a coach, and I understand what a coach's influence is, and I do also understand there are many coaches, more coaches, who would not allow Lamar to just be Lamar. And turn him into some kind of little gibbet, some kind of circus, some kind of clown show. And they never did that to him.
No.
I think Greg Roman wanted to, That's why you would come out of the, you would get the play and get out of the huddle with less than 10 seconds on the play clock. You didn't want them to create. You didn't want them to do anything.
No. That was obvious, too.
It was.
He'd get up to the lineman, there'd be almost nothing left on the clock. So there's no way you can, you know, all of a sudden change the play. You're running what was called, and that's that. And mm-hmm. It always looked rushed and stuff. It was not good.
Yeah.
It really wasn't good. So I'm glad those days are over.
So, no, I don't. You didn't win in spite of John Harbaugh. There were some games you won because of his influence. There were some games you probably lost because of his influence. Some games, you know, it was something else. But you're not going to tell me that all the wins, everything that happened positively with the Baltimore Ravens and the Lamar Jackson era, none of it had anything to do with John Harbaugh. No. I'm not standing behind that.
I just feel like that sounds silly when you do that.
It does.
You sound like really... I say uninformed or just...
Yes. Yes, it's okay to say that.
Come on.
It's okay to say that.
Like,
uninformed.
You really believe that in your heart of hearts? Like, and again, it's only him. The only point to... look around the league. Look at all the good coaches they've had. The guys who consistently win. Tomlin. I mean, Reed. All these guys. Belichick, obviously. Like... So they all led their teams. The only one that
Harbaugh didn't.
Harbaugh's the only guy that did
because he's a special teams coach. He couldn't call plays. He couldn't do
it. It just sounds dumb. It just does.
I would like Harbaugh to do a lot more, but you're not going to tell me that he did nothing to contribute to the success.
Right. There's things that I don't like.
Yeah.
If you know how I feel about it, it's just things I don't like. I don't like the fact that we abandoned the run way too often over the last couple of years, especially now with Henry. It's glaring. But you have a great running game. You got teams on their heels. You're behind by 8. So we got to start passing. It's one score.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, stop. And it's just, this is the stuff that drove me crazy. And those are the things I think hurt him. With the critics can point to the fact that the coordinators were kind of doing what they wanted. He'd say, hey, you're gonna run the ball, right?
Yep.
That didn't happen. So I think that hurt him.
You got headphones and a microphone.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'll say something. Darian in West Baltimore. What's up, Darian?
How you guys doing today? I just don't understand the obsession with John Harbaugh, man. I really don't. Because... he was brought in the same rookie year with Joe Flacco. I would give more credit to Ozzie Newsome than anything. I would give more credit to Ozzie Newsome than I would John
Harbaugh.
Who
has an obsession with John Harbaugh?
Just the media. The media, the way they try to portray him like he was such a Tom Landry or something like that. I'm not seeing that from him. I'm sorry. Ozzie Newsome deserves a lot more credit than John Harbaugh.
So Ozzie Newsome hasn't been a GM in years.
I understand that. But listen, when he came in the league, he drafted Joe Flacco, right?
Yeah.
Did he? And then also, John Harbaugh inherited a great defense, and that's all Ravens was missing for years. Since Steve McNair, we was missing a quarterback, and we went and drafted one. And then Ozzie Newsome also went and got a dynamic wide receiver.
So John Harbaugh in 18 years had no influence?
I'm not saying that at all.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I'm not saying somebody deserves more credit than the other. I'm just saying the question was that they went in spite of him. And the answer is no, they did not. You're sitting here trying to say, well, you give this guy more credit and that guy more credit. To be honest with you, Darren, you sound like a hater. You do.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you
I'm
do, because we didn't ask that. We asked, did they win in spite of him? And your response is telling us who deserves more credit than the other guy. That wasn't the question. The question was, did they win in spite of him?
That was the question.
So when you start saying, well, I give this guy more credit and that guy more credit, you sound like a certifiable hater. You do. I'm sorry. I'm not sitting here saying he deserves more credit than anybody else. I'm saying they did not win in spite of him. Stop changing the question. Stop changing the question.
Yes.
To fit your narrative. That's the definition of hate right there, man. Let's go to Ron in Eastern Shore. And please don't say that I'm obsessed with John Harbaugh. That's an insult. So what's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. I want to say that I'm happy for John Harbaugh, actually, because I know the man is a good man and he wants to win a championship. You guys may know that I called before. I was accused of being from Northern Harford County because I'm anti Lamar. And I think whoever comes in here to coach is going to have a hard time winning a championship with Lamar Jackson. I don't think he'll ever win one. I mentioned that before. Rob, you defended me and said I'm entitled to my opinion. I appreciated that. But listen, you know, Lamar, I mean, he obviously is a generational type talent. He can do a lot of things that other people can't do. But we do have our right to give an opinion that he just won't win a championship. So I think John Harbaugh will win another championship somewhere else.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron. Appreciate the call, man. I did defend him. I disagree with him, but I defend him. Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right. Hey, man. You can't say that they won in spite of Harbaugh. I have my issue with Harbaugh, but that, I definitely can't say that.
Right.
But the only problem I have with Harbaugh, Ed,
yeah.
You were, when you were the commissioner,
mm-hmm.
you were in charge of a lot of people.
Yeah, 5,000. Right? Yeah.
Yes. So when you had something, you ever had an incident when one of your people that didn't do what you kind of wanted them to do and you had to step in and tell them, hey, we got to do it this way?
Many times. Yeah.
That's the problem I have with Harbaugh. He never did that. He let his offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, let them do instead of stepping in and say, hey, no, we're doing this. And I think really that's what got him fired. I think that Derrick Henry thing really was just too much for the owner to eventually say that.
I'm with you, Daryl. I think it was too much standing around letting other people. I think he gave too much autonomy to other people. I guess that's the word. I think, you know, there's times that he should have jumped in and taken mm-hmm. over, and I don't think he did that enough. And I think it probably
I think that's what hurt him the most.
It ultimately cost him his job. Mm-hmm. The buck stops with you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.